All right. We are going to move next piece of business is to move to our elections. Yesterday, we appointed the nominating committee, and Pam Allen was appointed as chair of the nominating committee. The committee has met, so for their report, here's Pam Allen of Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you, President Riccobono. I want to also thank everyone who served on the nominating committee and thank Seth Lampkin also for his assistance and support. It is my pleasure to share our report. We list the following candidates. For president, Mark Riccobono, Maryland. For first vice president, Pam Allen, Louisiana. Second vice president, Everett Bacon, Utah. Secretary, Barbara Manuel, Alabama. Treasurer, Norma Crosby, Texas. And we have six board positions. Board position one, Sean Calloway, District of Columbia. Board position two, Jamie Ritchie, Nebraska. Board position three, Jim Marks, Montana. Board position four, Donald Porterfield, Arizona. Board position number five, Ben Dahlin, Wisconsin. And board position six, Sheila Wright, Missouri. Thank you. Thank you, President Riccobono. That concludes my report.
It's been moved to accept the report of the nominating committee and seconded. This is accepting the report of the nominating committee. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Okay, so now that we've accepted the report of the nominating committee, we will move to the election in a moment. I just want to remind everybody that in order to be elected to our national board, you have to be a member of the organization, first and foremost, and you have to be a blind person. So if there's any doubt about whether someone's a member, we will verify. Serving on the national board is an important responsibility of the organization, and it takes energy and imagination. If there is a situation, we do vote by voice, and otherwise, if the chair cannot make a determination, we will go to the delegates for a roll call. I'm going to turn the start of the elections over to Pam Allen.
Okay. Thank you, President Riccobono. So the name of Mark Riccobono has been placed in nomination for the office of president. Are there other nominations? Are there other nominations? Are there other nominations? Okay. It's been moved and seconded that nomination cease and he be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Mr. President.
Well, thank you very much. I think I said everything I needed to say yesterday. I want to thank you all again for the tremendous privilege and honor to serve you all. It continues to be challenging, but extremely rewarding to witness what we can do together. And nothing happens in this movement because of one person. It's truly a team effort. I do want to acknowledge my awesome family, my wife Melissa, who's here. It, makes so much of what we're able to do possible. My daughter Elizabeth is here somewhere. But also my daughters Cynthia and Oriana, who are not here. And, you know, also should acknowledge my mom, who couldn't be at this convention. But she wants you to know that it's Ringo Starr's birthday. And she texted me to say that at noon, where Ringo is telling everybody to say peace and love, peace and love. So there you go. That's for you, Mom. and I don't want to start naming names, but because it's really the whole group that makes it so powerful. But I do have to say that serving with our board members, we have extraordinary leaders, and they're tough. They're not folks that just say yes. They ask hard questions, but they're the best group of leaders you could serve with, so thank you for that. And it doesn't feel like 10 years, but I continue to be inspired and learn from my mentor, Mark Maurer, Patricia Maurer. I noticed that during the opening ceremonies, they were dancing in the aisles, so that they haven't lost it at all. That's and I do want to acknowledge my left hand up here at the podium all these years, our chief of staff, Beth Braun. So I love you all, and that's the best I can say. So as has already been demonstrated, we will call for nominations three times. The nominating committee has placed the name of Pam Allen of Louisiana into nomination for the position of first vice president. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and we elect Pam Allen by acclamation. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am deeply honored and humbled to serve as your first vice president. This is more than a title for me. It is a call to action to uphold our core values and to serve you with integrity, compassion, and determination. Together, we will turn challenges into triumphs, celebrate our achievements, and create a future of possibility for all blind people. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to each of you for your trust and support. Your faith in me is not taken lightly. I am also grateful to serve with our distinguished board of directors and with you, President Riccobono, a cherished friend. I am so thankful for your unparalleled commitment to each of us, for the example that you and Melissa set for all of us, and the way that you motivate us all. I also want to acknowledge my husband, Roland, who is my rock. Your love and support keep me grounded, give me strength, and bring me joy. As your vice president and as a passionate member of this organization, I am here not only to lead, but to walk alongside each of you. Together, we have already achieved so much, reshaping policies, breaking down barriers, and creating systemic change. But our work is far from over. We need you. We need all of us. Now is the time to ignite even greater commitment and purpose. We must be bold in our actions and steadfast in our resolve, ensuring our diverse voices are heard and our rights are upheld. Michelle Obama said, success is not about how much you make. It's about how much of a difference you make in the world. Let us reflect on these words, united in our pursuit for equity and justice for all blind people. I love you all. I look forward to serving you and working with you as we write the next chapter of our Federation story. Thank you.
For the position of second vice president, the nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Everett Bacon from Utah. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nomination cease, and we elect Everett Bacon of Utah to the position of second vice president by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Everett.
Thank you, my Federation family. It is truly an honor to serve with and for all of you. I think about the person that came in this role before me, Ron Brown, a man that I admire, a man that I know I'm going to have some huge shoes to live up to, and I'm proud to be able to get to the opportunity to stand on his shoulders. I also think about my close friends on the board of directors and, of course, in the officer level. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the role model that President Riccobono is to me. The friend that he is, the mentor that he is, and honestly, we share so much in common that I lean on him and he leans on me, and I'm just so proud. To have that opportunity and to have that close relationship with him. I think of the wonderful relationships I have with Pam and Norma, who both are so caring and so loving of every single member of this organization. And I'm really excited to serve with the rest of my friends on the board of directors, people like Sean Calloway, who I aspire to live up to in his likeness as well. I have faced adversity as a blind person, like many of you. Henry Ford once said that when everything is all stacked against you, remember that the airplane flies against the wind, not into it. Challenges are a part of growth. When I came to this organization, I didn't believe in myself as a blind person. I doubted what I'd become. And I definitely sold myself short. My wife, Angela, my friends in this room, and especially the teachings of the NFB movement has taught me that I can overcome and that I have overcome the challenges of blindness, and that it is truly respectable to be blind. So, with hope, love, and determination, and the strength of all of you, I am so proud and honored to be able to say that I am and will be living the life that I want. Thank you all so much.
Congratulations, Everett. Just can't convince him to stop rooting for the Angels, but you know, I... For the position of, I had to get it in before Sean Calloway said anything, you know. For the position of secretary, the nominating committee has placed the name of Barbara Manuel from Alabama into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and we elect Barbara by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, and to my National Federation of the Blind family. It is truly an honor and a privilege to serve in whatever capacity that I can actively work with you toward making a change for our blind community. I was honored 2 years ago to step onto the board, and I am truly thankful to each and every board member I've gained from you tremendously, and I thank you for that. President Riccobono, working with you is truly an honor and greatly, greatly appreciated. I want to say thank you to my family who have worked with me. There are so many times they are constantly there right by my side, assisting me to carry out the tasks that I have. By the way, I'd like to say happy birthday to my son, whose birthday is today.
All right. Happy birthday.
To the entire family, greatly appreciated. I joined this organization in 1987. I've been here on this journey, never imagining that I would be able to serve in the capacities that I'm currently serving. I want to make a difference. We all have the same goal, to enhance what it means to be blind for our children, our adults, from infancy to the grave. This organization has made a difference, and everyone in here and other blind people all across the world have benefited from the changes that we have made. Again, thank you so much. I am here to serve, and please, please know that I will always be available, whatever capacity I'm serving in. I am passionate about our movement and making significant changes in every area of blind individuals' lives. God bless you.
Thank you, Barbara. For the position of treasurer, the nominating committee has placed the name of Norma Crosby of Texas into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and we elect Norma Crosby, by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Norma, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. For our first-timers this year, I want to say welcome to the house that built me. 43 years ago, I was a young blind person, not sure of where I was going in life and not sure that I could succeed. But all of you were the foundation to that house that I'm talking about that built me. Every member of this organization has shown me nothing but love and support, and I hope that I can offer the same back to you. I love serving on the board with my friends, just as other people have said. But I want to say that all 17 of us know that we don't have the right to serve on the board. We serve on the board at your pleasure, and we serve on the board in honor of you. So I'm not a long speech giver, as y'all know, but I want to say that I love each and every one of you. Come by the Texas flag, see us anytime. We enjoy serving, and I thank everyone for making that possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Norma. Bennett, how about a door prize for the officers?
Yeah, we got one, and I want to do it. The virtual people also want to have the benefit of this, too.
Absolutely,
so we got $50 each for the next three names I call. If you go to prize@nfb.org, sending an email with the Orlando as the password, and the people that will be there will be Gene. It looks like Gene McMahon. I should double entendre there. And then there's KC Podestla from New Jersey, and Eric Smith from Minnesota. You got a half an hour to send a message to prize@nfb.org with Orlando in it. Now here's Kenya with the stuff for us here in person.
We are giving away $50 and, oh, sorry, $150. And a Rubik's Cube. That goes to David Bradburn from Drummondville, Canada.
See him?
David Bradburn from Humanware.
No, not here. Doesn't sound like he's here. Okay, what about, I'm so sorry, I'm going to butcher this, but I'm doing my best. Kyle Schachmut from Newton, Massachusetts.
Kyle Schachmut.
No, doesn't sound like. What about Bavya Shaw, Littleton, Colorado, but I know is also in California, so. No? I don't think anyone's here today. What about Grace Carbonell from Kissimmee, Florida. Okay. What about Joshua Snyder from North Hallidon, New Jersey?
Didn't think it'd be so hard to give something away.
No. Not here? What about Leonardo Gaines from... This is Doyton Beach, Florida.
Yep.
Sorry. Who? The name is Leonardo Gaines from, it says Doyton Beach, Florida, but that might be Daytona Beach, Florida. He's here. Please stand up if you are Leonardo. Make some noise. Oh, Grace is here. Okay. Thank you, Grace. Please make some noise.
Yeah, if you want to get your door prize, you know, you should wave your friend's guide dog in the air or something. You know, you got to get noticed. This is a big room. Big room. All right. Well, we got the winner, so we're going to return to the election. For board position number one, the name of Sean Calloway from the District of Columbia has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and Sean Calloway be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you, President Riccobono. Norma stated that she does not give long speeches. Well, I do. But first of all, I got to thank God. When I tell you he has brought me a mighty long way, he really has brought me a mighty long way. I got to acknowledge my wife, who's in the audience. I want to thank her. We'll be celebrating 19 years in August. And let's just thank her for her love and support. Also, I want to acknowledge my parents who are in the audience as well. You know, I lost my sight at 19, and they advocated for me before I was able to advocate for myself. So if you know my spirit of advocacy is strong, it comes from them. And of course, I got my princess next to me. That's my baby. 2 years ago, I talked about how when I wake up, she sleep, and when I get back to the room, she sleep. Well, this convention, when I wake up, she's already woke, and when I get back to the room, she's still not there. So, but this is my baby, and I just thank God for her. I'm proud to be a blind father because of her, and. People refer to her as the princess, and she definitely is a princess. So, and to Everett Bacon, right back at you, my friend. I admire you so much for your strength as a leader, how you have represented this organization to the fullest. I'm surprised you and I are good friends because you root for the Dallas Cowboys. So, I won't be long. I do want to take this time. I don't want to use my acceptance speech to talk about myself. I want to use it to talk about Ron Brown. I joined the Federation in 2009, and I attended my first state convention in 2010, and Ron was the national rep. One thing that stood out about Ron was that, number one, he was a black man like me in leadership. The second thing was we both lost our eyesight due to a gunshot wound. The third thing was his love for this organization. But the fourth thing that I truly admired Ron about was the love for his wife, Jean. When I started my sort of love progression into leadership, Ron has always been a sense of a strong mentor for me. I've been able to go to him for many of things. When I became a member of the scholarship committee, Ron took me under his wings along with a man named Bennett Prowse. When I became a member of the national board, Ron again took me under his wings. And I was just truly grateful to him for teaching me so many things on how to represent this organization. But again, one thing I always respect him for is how he represents this organization, how he loves this organization, and how humble he is. He's held the title of second vice president for years, but when you talk to him, he doesn't sit above you. He always sits with you, right? He always walks beside you. And I'm always appreciative to him of that. And lastly, we do have to give another round of applause for his lovely wife, for Jean Brown, for supporting him. Because one thing I learned in life, behind every great man, there's a great woman. And,
that's right. That's right.
And Jean Brown is definitely that. I do want to conclude by saying that a few years ago, I never forget talking to a longtime Federationist, and he talked about how, you know, his affiliate was putting him off the pasture because of his age, and he had spent so much time in leadership, and that he's not getting that respect that he deserves. Well, I say that to say to Ron Brown, you won't be put off the pasture. I will make sure in my... As I continue to lead, you'll be right there teaching me, but also mentoring and teaching other people. You're a viable part of this organization, and it's going to remain that way. So, again, special shout-out to Adelmo Vigil and Colin McQuillan. It was an honor to serve with you as well on this board. So, God bless you all. I said I was long-winded, but God bless you all. Take care.
Congratulations, Sean. Glad the princess and the rest of the family's here. For board position number 2, the name of Jamie Ritchie of Nebraska has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and Jamie be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Jamie.
Sorry. Good morning, Federation family. I am so honored for your support. A year ago, when we were at convention, I was right up front, like I am this year, which I think means President Riccobono is trying to keep an eye on me. But I sat there and I thought, what is the greatest need that I could fill? I wanted to talk to President Riccobono and see what that need could be. Well, less than a month later, I got a call, and it turns out that need was in Minnesota, which I was not expecting. So I was happy to serve in that capacity, and now this need has come up, and I am so grateful for the opportunity. My Federation family in Nebraska has been so supportive over the last couple of years as state president. And I know that they'll continue to give their support as I go forward and meet new affiliates across the country. I also want to give a shout out to my husband for his great support, Jeremy. And of course, to our kids and family at home, we have 4 generations of family in our affiliate, from my grandma to our children. So it's very, very family-oriented. Not all of us have the opportunity to serve on the national board because, of course, there's only so many positions. But as President Riccobono said, we are a team. So just because you do not sit on this board does not mean you are not valued. We all have to work together. Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
Nice job.
Congratulations, Jamie. When Jamie was helping out and providing some leadership at Blind Incorporated, one of my colleagues from Nebraska, who shall remain nameless, said she cannot leave Nebraska. I didn't have to do anything because Jamie said, I'm not leaving Nebraska. Are you crazy? So congratulations. For board position number 3, the name of Jim Marks of Montana has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Been moved and seconded that nominations cease and Jim Marks from Montana be elected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you very much, President Riccobono, fellow Federationists. Being from Montana, I've noticed that grizzly bears and Federationists have 2 things in common. The first that's in common is that allegedly the grizzly doesn't see very well, and you can say the same about a lot of Federationists. The second thing is that it doesn't matter. The grizzly goes where it wants to go, and so do we Federationists. With great humility and gratitude, I accept this responsibility. You know, what the Federation has done for me over the decades, it's taught me to believe in myself and to believe in the abilities and capabilities of blind people. We get there collectively. We lean on one another. When we face trouble, We get through it. We make good things happen. I am so happy to get the opportunity to serve on the board of directors, and I'm looking forward to building the Federation. Thank you.
Congratulations, Jim. For board position number 4, the name of Donald Porterfield of Arizona has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nomination cease and Donald Porterfield of Arizona be elected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Donald.
Thank you, President Riccobono, fellow members of the board, and more importantly, members of the National Federation of the Blind. I joined this organization back in 2011, and I'm going to begin with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. He said that the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice. And I truly believe that this organization, the Blind People's Movement, embodies that. In 2011, I wouldn't have found the National Federation of the Blind if not for my wife, Amy Porterfield. She has been an incredible stabilizing force and motivating force in my life ever since we met. And I want to say, Amy, thank you. I love you very much. I also have to give thanks to the individual that gave me my first opportunity to do more to help move this movement forward by giving me a leadership role, and that was Bob Kresmer, our prior affiliate president. And I have to give thanks to President Mark Riccobono, who has been an incredible guiding star, mentor in this movement. I had the opportunity to meet him before he became president, and I was sitting in the back seat of a car that he was driving. And that was here in Orlando back in 2011, and it showed me an incredible amount about the National Federation of the Blind, and that it is truly, truly the most transformative movement of blind people. We do what we need to do in order to bring about justice, to travel along that arc that Dr. King talked about. And every day we live and we breathe what the National Federation of the Blind stands for. Everything that has happened to me since 2011, you know, I believe was intended to happen. It's, you know, as Sean said, you know, I give thanks to God because, you know, a lot has happened to me since 2007, but I don't ask, why me, God? I ask, what am I supposed to learn? And I ask the same thing about the struggles and challenges that we as blind people face because people don't understand that we truly have a high capacity to perform in every aspect of society when we're given the tools, the training, and the opportunity to show that blind people are just as competitive as sighted people. Being a part of this board is an opportunity that has been incredible. I have met an incredible number of you in the audience through the opportunities that I have been given, whether it was on the board of directors, whether I was a national rep, or even the resolutions committee. And I thank you guys for your comments, for your support, and I'm running out of words. So I'm going to say thank you for your trust in me. Please feel free to reach out if you have comments, if you have questions, or if you just simply want to talk, because we are a family. I joined this family in 2011, and it welcomed me in its warm embrace of the Blind People's Movement. So let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
Congratulations, Donald. For board position number 5, the nominating committee has placed the name of Ben Dallin of Wisconsin into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and we elect Ben Dallin of Wisconsin by acclamation. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you, President Riccobono and fellow Federationists. Your vote of support means more to me than I can say. I came to this organization having been very fortunate and blessed to have been raised with a positive, what we would call a positive philosophy of blindness by my parents in rural Alaska and Nevada. And they taught me that I could achieve my dreams through hard work, and they had high expectations of me and provided as many unique opportunities as they could. When I started my involvement with the Federation in 2007, however, I was coming to a realization of the barriers that that existed in my life. And I also, as I started to become familiar with the Federation, I saw that many people and friends and acquaintances that I was getting to know had some freedom and independence that I didn't quite have at that time. And that's why I decided to go and attend the Louisiana Center for the Blind and met so many great friends and mentors, some of whom are not here, are no longer with us, but I think of daily, and had such a big impact on me, more than I can say. And I was able to gain more of that freedom and independence, and that is, of course, still an ongoing process. But that is what inspires me, and that is what has inspired me since then, and through my work in the Federation, and especially in these last 2.5 years as an affiliate president, is to help others gain that freedom and independence and to break down barriers that I see. And I'm just amazed at how much I'm still learning about the important and vital work that our organization does to improve people's daily lives. And it is so important and so vital, and that is what motivates me. And I also just want to say that I am so aware that many of us have daily struggles that we don't always verbalize, or that other people may not be aware of, whether they have to do with barriers that exist for blind people or otherwise. There are so many struggles that people have, and doesn't have to be a negative, but again, it inspires us and shows how important the work is that we do, and it inspires me, and I plan to bring that perspective to the board, as well as I like to think I'm independent-minded. I wasn't quite sure what President Riccobono thought the first time that I was at the National, well, not the first time I was at the National Center, but at one leadership session with him and some of the discussions we had, I wasn't exactly sure what he thought, but it looks like I might be vindicated somewhat. So I just really appreciate that. I'm so grateful for the mentorship and friendship of Pam and Everett over the years, and I'm so anxious to work and get to know the rest of the board. I know I have so much to learn from you all and from everyone here. Again, I appreciate your support so much. Lastly, I will just very briefly give thanks. Of course, like Donald and Sean, I will thank God for his love and preserving me and bringing me here today. My wonderful family, my bride Chelsea cannot be here today. She is returning to work, her very important work at the Wisconsin Center for the Blind. But she is listening, and just so thankful for her and her never-failing support. My sisters as well, and so many close friends, both inside this room and outside, who have been with me through the happy times and through the dark times and have supported me. I'm forever grateful for you. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Congratulations, Ben. For board position number 6, our final position, the nominating committee has placed the name of Sheila Wright of Missouri into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease, and we elect Sheila Wright from Missouri by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Congratulations, Sheila.
Thank you so much. It is an honor and privilege to be able to serve on the board of directors. And it's because of all of you that I am there to represent you, my colleagues. I want you to know that since I am there to represent you, I'm always open to hear and listen to what you have to say, your ideas, your concerns. Please feel free to reach out to me. I have to thank my God, because when I don't know what to do, I can call on him and he always is there. I also have to thank my husband, Jeff, who always stands behind me. And when I think I need to take a deep breath, he reminds me of that when I forget to. I have to thank my South Carolina affiliate and my Nebraska affiliate because they taught me so much. And if it were not for the Missouri affiliate and the love and support I get, I'm not sure.
How about a big federation cheer for our board and our outgoing board members also?